And then they takes that juice and pour it in that kettle and build a fire on it and cooks that syrup. That's what the way to make syrup.
Is there anything you have to take out of the syrup that's not good to use?
Oh, well, yeah.
How do you do that?
They has a dipper, I call a dipper, on a long handle. And there's a man standing there at all time. Is it that syrup boiled? Foam comes up on that juice that's been poured in that kettle.
Oh, it foams up?
Mm-hmm. And he dips that off and puts it in a container. And as those containers get full, they set it aside. Let me see. They call that cane skimming, what they take off of that syrup. And they continue to take that off until it quits, that foam quits boiling up on that syrup. And then when that's all cleared off, then you have a pretty clear syrup then.
Now, is there anything light with the syrup you might make that wouldn't be clear?
Any syrup that would be made, it wouldn't be clear. Well, now, I tell you, I have seen it like this. If your cane stands out there until the frost hit it, and then you go to make syrup, it's not as clear as it is before the frost comes. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about something to be different? It may be black colored.
You mean the syrup?
Like a syrup.
I don't know what kind that is. Cause now you take, there's a pure cane syrup, and then there's a syrup called sorghum syrup. I don't think it's as clear as cane syrup is.
What about Did you ever make anything starts with an M?
Molasses. Well, in a way, molasses is syrup, right?
Oh, it is. Oh, that's what I want to know.
Uh-huh.
I want to find out. Now tell me what it is.
What? Molasses? That's from syrup.
Oh, it's made from the syrup?
Uh-huh, from cane.
So how do you do that?
Well, still, you take that just like you do, make it from the cane, like that, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna find out.
That's what I think it's made out of.
Now, so what's the difference in syrup and that?
Well, I don't see no difference. It's just the people give it these names.
Oh,
but
so
it all comes from the cane.
So there's no difference in the color or the thickness or how sweet it is or anything?
Mm-hmm. To my way of thinking, it ain't.
And what do you call it?
Some call it syrup, some call it molasses.
Now,
but it's all syrup.
Molasses? Is that black or something?
Well, in a way, I don't. It could be darker, but it still all comes from the cane. Mm-hmm.
It all comes from the cane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, when you wash the dishes, you said that you wash them and rinse them, and you said you dry them off.
Mm-hmm.
What did you use to dry them with?
Well, they would have, you know, what they call a towel to dry the dishes with. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kitchen towel, they call it.
And what about the washing?
I remember some things that was happening years ago like that. But as I tell them, I was raised on a farm, you know, like that.
So you remember things like that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, you said that you would wash your dishes. What was you used to?
Did you for the water? You know, just like detergent.
Well, you said you'd dry them with a kitchen towel.
Uh-huh.
So what did you use to wash them with?
Well, we'd have a cloth we call a dish rag, you know, we'd wash them with. And then we'd have this towel is to dry them with.
What about when you bathed your body?
Well, we have, we didn't have bathtubs like we had now. And we would have what they call tubs. You would have to use one of these large tubs to bathe in. You didn't have the bathtub like we have now, like that.
So what would you use a tub for? How would it be used?